Welcome back. This track is step 5 of the 5 steps to make your event idea magic. It is the plot your strategy for implementation stage. And I give you 3 tools. There are many more, but I give you 3 tools in the reference material that accompanies this program that you can use to plot your strategy for implementing your event idea. So if you go to the resource sheet, if you go to the resource guide that accompanies this program, you'll see on page 13 and on page 14 several different tools. The first tool, the bottom of page 13, is an icon-based implementation strategy sheet. This is a simplified strategy sheet to help you identify who you need to talk to, who you need to ask for help for implementing your idea, what they need, I'll explain this in a second, what they need in order to agree with, to accept your implementation strategy, what aspect of your idea helps them meet their need as it relates to your implementation strategy, and then what's your strategy? How are you going to help them get what they need, what they want, so that they in turn do for you what you need and want? So that's what that icon-based planning strategy sheet is about. This is where, let me go through this in a little bit more detail. This is where you lay out your implementation strategy without a whole lot of detail, a whole lot of, you may have heard of PERT charts and Gantt charts, and there's a whole lot of project management tools. My goal was to simplify your implementation strategy, because if it's not simplified, it may not get done. So this icon-based sheet, the target with an arrow, is where you identify who are your target audiences to whom you must communicate your event idea. Now, I don't mean target audience in terms of marketing and sales. I mean, who are all of the people with whom you will need to communicate your idea for your event so that they will do something? This is the contractors, the family members, your family members, the people involved in the event or in the ceremony. This would be the logistics, the hotel or the place where you're going to act, the venue people. It could be your babysitter so that the kids are watched over while you go do what you need to do. Anybody, anyone you can think of whose help you are going to need, this is where you identify these people. And just start making a list of all of the people you need to talk to about your idea. It may be your coworkers if you work in an organization, your colleagues. You may end up having to ask them to give up a couple of vacation days, or you may have to ask them to say you're planning a wedding. Would you please allow me to take this day off, even though it conflicts with some plan that you have? I mean, I'm thinking of anybody that you need to communicate with in order to get your idea implemented. This is where you list those people. If you don't know their names, list their roles. For instance, for somebody who's working on an idea for a new business, or they want to write a book about something, I tell them one of the people you need to be talking to is an intellectual property lawyer. So these are, if you need a loan for an event to have a special meeting, you may need to talk to a credit union person or a bank person who can finance your event or sponsor your event. So I literally mean in that first column, list all of the people or their roles for helping you with your idea for your event. That's the first column of the implementation strategy icon-based worksheet on page bottom of page 13. You can download, by the way, a full version, a full page of this worksheet, of this implementation strategy worksheet, at the link that I give you at the bottom of page 13, where it fills up the whole page and you can copy it as much as you want, because you're going to be listing a whole lot of people, I would guarantee, for implementing your idea. Let me go back to the columns. because I can go all over the place, as you can tell from this program. So from column two is picture of a dog. I use a dog because I have a dog. I have pets. I have a dog. And dogs always need something. They need love. They need attention. They need to eat. They need to go outside to do their business. They need. So I thought, let me use a dog to represent need. And the reason why this is important is for all of the people you listed in column one, they mostly need some kind of motivation to do the things you want them to do. So what do they need? Start thinking about lists, what these folks need that you need to ask, who you will ask to do things for you, to support you. Some of the needs will be physical. Some might need a day off one day. Some might need, somebody might need a back rub. This may not be at work, but somebody might need, they have a need for recognition. That's an important need. So you want to acknowledge what they need. No judgments, just start to identify what do all of these people need in order to implement, in order to buy in to your event idea. The third column, what is it? What about your idea? That's the light bulb. What about your idea will help them fulfill their need? These would be things. What about your idea will help them get recognition that they seek? What about that your idea will help them get the satisfaction that they want, or the ego, help them stoke their ego if that's their need? What about your idea will help them get a promotion? So this is what I mean by the need. Identify what they need, and then what about your idea will help them reach or achieve their want or their need? And then what's your strategy? Column four is what's your strategy? That's the chess pieces, strategy for helping them get what they need with the aspect of your idea that will help them meet their need. Yeah, you're going to have to probably replay this track a couple of times to really get what I just walked you through. But that's what this worksheet is for. Your implementation strategy, primarily as it relates to the people that you'll be calling on for your support network, and identifying what they need and how you will communicate the aspects of your idea so that they see, they understand how they help you, you can help them with your idea or with your event. So that's page bottom of page 13. There's another implementation strategy tool at the top of page 14. And this is what's called a timeline. It's a line, a straight line, as you can see, where you identify the months that stretch to when your event will take place. Could be weeks if it's going to be a matter of weeks. Could be days if it's a matter of days. But it's a line, a timeline, a line representing increments of time. Whether there are increments monthly, increments weekly, doesn't matter. Depends on how soon your event will be. You want the increments to be evenly spaced, as you can see here in the diagram on page 14. And you don't have to identify month 1, 2, 3 unless you want to lay out a repeatable process so that every time you think about doing another event of that type, you know that one month, that, you know, the first month you'll do certain things or there'll be certain deadlines. The second month before, there'll be certain deadlines. And then finally, the month of or the date of your event, other things will take place. And there might be beyond the date of your event to map out follow-up deadlines. Thank you cards need to be written by, let's say in this example, deadline number 7, because deadline number 6 is the actual event. I'm basically showing you how to use the timeline in the example on page 14, where you'll mark on the timeline the different deadlines that you see you need to reach in order to implement the implementation plan that you laid out. This is a really good visual way of seeing what all you need to do, who you need to talk to, by when. This is where you start to see where some things can be done simultaneously and some things are serial, where you need to finish one activity before you start the next activity. You can mark all of that on this timeline by having duplicate deadlines for dates where you have several things that can be done simultaneously or that can be finished simultaneously. And then you can see where, say for instance, deadline number 3 has to be done before deadline number 4 can start, maybe, depends on how you defined it, whereas deadlines number 1 and 2 can start very quickly within each other's time frame. So that's one way to see a visual representation of the timing of the entire strategy for implementing your event idea. So that's the timeline tool. The other tool for laying out your implementation strategy will be your calendar or your schedule, because you can translate that timeline into actual dates and then actually map out those dates on a calendar, on a large calendar that you can see all the time or that you can see readily or that you can carry with you on a smaller calendar. Or you may put it on a calendar that you do electronically, that you use electronically, so that you have your commitments, your to-dos, your responsibilities readily available when you're making new appointments. However way you want to use, whatever way you define your schedule, your calendar, what you basically will do is plan out the big picture time, which is like planning out your timeline. So that first big box is a year's calendar. This is where you map out, what's a year? What is your full timeline going to look like? Your full calendar going to look like? And then you take it to calendars month by month, which is the middle set of calendars, and you lay out monthly what your commitments are, because your reality says each month is when you have to implement your idea, plan, your strategy. And then those monthly characters then translate to week by week by week. What should you be doing each week time-wise to actually implement your idea? So that's, in a nutshell, how you reduce big picture down to your weekly schedule. Because big picture is where you will see the perspective of your full event, your full project, your full idea. The diagram or the log, the strategy log at the bottom of page 14 is one way you can keep track of accountability. Accountability is key to keep you moving on your idea. This is what I'm good at. I'm good at accountability, good at calling people to task, as I call it, to help them implement their ideas. So how you use that chart at the bottom of page 14 is that for every action you've identified, every commitment you've identified for your implementation strategy, you want to list that commitment or list that date on that bottom sheet. Then identify who is responsible for finishing that action, because while you've identified an action, you may not be responsible for completing it. You might be responsible for keeping track of it, but not for completing it. So one of the things that comes to my mind is for a wedding, a caterer might be the person responsible for securing a menu, for making sure all of the food is ready. So they may be responsible for that, but they may not be responsible for actually implementing that. They may have a contractor who implements the food chart. So that's the who column. The by when column is just what it sounds like. By what date will each to-do be done? When are you expecting it? Having a by when, not by this summer, but by July 13th, I will have such and such done. Or by February 9th, a list needs to be made. Or I will complete my research on a specific event by January 15th. In order to move forward with the planning. Because sometimes you need to do a lot of more research before you can even lay out an implementation plan. But you can still use the timeline in order to just brainstorm. If I want my event to be in month 8, what do I think I need to have done and decided on, and work your way backwards to that? Or if I planned by this dinner party needs to take place in 2 weeks, then you map out, I would have on my timeline days, day increments. And then what do you think that you need to do for tomorrow? What do you think needs to be decided by Sunday? What do you think needs to be done by, you know, the different days of the next 2 weeks in order to accomplish your, achieve your event in 2 weeks? So it's the what, who's responsible for each, by when, in your accountability log. And then what are the resources that you need? What do the actions depend on? What would a caterer need from you in order to give you the menu that they're going to use for your event? What would your spouse or your partner or your children need from you in order to take over a responsibility that you're going to ask them to take over to allow you the time to implement your, or work out your implementation strategy and implement your idea? You may need to develop a checklist for somebody on what to do at a certain time of the day so that they can take over a responsibility for you. That's what I mean by dependency. So that's going to determine who needs what by when and what resources are needed in order to make that action happen. That's your accountability right there. When you look at this log, and you can create your own, a full page, you'll have multiple pages. I'd just take, you know, if I were you, I would just take line paper, ruled line paper, take a ruler, make my columns, and copy that page or write the columns on every sheet. And just start listing, based on your timeline, listing the what's, the who's, the by when's, and you'll have an accountability log that you can then look at each day or each week and say, oh, this is due by Wednesday, or this is due by March 3rd. Who's responsible? Let me check on them to make sure they're going to meet their deadline. That's the accountability. Or let me check on myself to make sure I do what I know I need to do so that other things can happen, or so my event can take place. That's accountability for yourself and for other people. So this ends the audio track on step 5, plotting your implementation strategy and creating your accountability log. Before I end, I know I'm jumping back. Before I end, you might use to-do list to help you keep track of things. I use some electronic tools, and I've recommended, and I give you a list of the electronic tools that I use at this stage when I'm planning, when I'm sorting my implementation strategy laid out, and then when I'm actually looking at my accountability to make sure my implementation strategy gets done. A great list, and this may get out of date at some point in time, but a great list making tool electronically, if you're so inclined, is something called Workflowy, and I give you that link on page 4. Of the resource guide that accompanies this program. It's in the cloud, it's online, but it's accessible through your desktop computer and also through your smartphone if you have one, so that you can get to your list no matter where you are. Evernote is another tool that I use a lot, and it's where I keep track of not only lists, but notes. I can convert my documents, like this accountability log, my calendar, my timeline, my icon-based implementation strategy. I can convert any of those into PDF files and upload them to Evernote so that I can carry all of this documentation with me. I can carry the blank sheets and actually print them out when I'm somewhere else and I need to sit down with somebody to work out my implementation strategy for my event, or to show someone, a contractor or a consultant that I've hired to make my event a success. I can show them the documentation so that they can see clearly what the plan is, what they're accountable for. So Evernote, again, syncs with all of the different devices, portable devices, mobile devices, desktop, and I can get to it from, say, I'm in a hotel somewhere and I need to go to their business office to pull up something, a document, to pull up something that I need to have while I'm away, I use Evernote for that. And then OneNote is a Microsoft product, if you're a Microsoft user, and I am. And it's similar to Evernote in that it syncs with all different kinds of devices where you can store videos and files and checklists and all kinds of other audio files. If you want to send yourself a reminder or make an audio note, you can store that at OneNote, and you can store that at Evernote also and be able to get to it from anywhere. So I like those tools. They're easy to use and they're accessible from anywhere. And those are my two criteria for using an electronic tool. And I don't like to use a lot. I want to make sure that many of the tools that I use, many of the files that I create, I can use in one place. So that's my other criteria for recommending a tool. So those are those three listed on the reference sheet that accompanies this audio program. The last thing I'll say to you before I end this track yet again is, while you're laying out your implementation plan, you know, stuff happens. So think of plan B as you're laying out your implementation plan for your event. Also, think of a plan C. If you're planning a wedding, or you're planning a graduation party, or you're planning a special event that is really a one-time event, or it is so special that if something happens, you want to make sure that event can still take place, I would present a plan B and possibly a plan C, especially where weather is concerned, especially where a certain venue is required or concerned, especially where a specific person is needed and that person is only available at one time or a specific time. Have a plan B and have a plan C. In case something goes wrong, you can jump right in and implement plan B and plan C. So with that, I now will end this audio track, which was step 5, plot your strategy for implementation.